This week, we were confronted by those horrifying images that came out of Syria of the chemical warfare attack by the Assad regime on innocent women, children, and other men. The horror that confronted us with, the terror of seeing the way that these people were just disposed of, that there was no honoring, no attempt to hold these people with the regard that we know they should have as human beings, so shocked us and so confronted us. And yet in some ways, in that part of the world, and indeed through most of the world, through most of human history, we've had very little regard for our brothers and sisters, for those whom we know share our common humanity. That when a regime grows in weakness and claims to be strong, they often throw that form of the most terrible and horrible afflictions upon others in order to suppress them. We saw this with the Roman Empire back at the first century. When Jesus is there on the cross, in so much of it is that sign of the Roman Empire attempting to suppress, attempting to condemn, attempting to make an example of any who would dare to rebel. The invitation that we receive during this week, during this most holy of weeks, is indeed to look at the cross, to behold the cross, to look at the person of Jesus who's there on the cross with his arms held out wide in embrace of us. But even more than to look at Jesus, to let him look at us as well, to let his gaze begin to go through our ordinary defenses, to let his gaze reach into my wounds, into my sin, into my addiction, into my dysfunction, to let his gaze reach into those things that I'm still holding on to let his gaze look at that relationship, that person who has so deeply wounded me and I refuse to forgive, that thing that I'm so ashamed of. I certainly don't want it to be broadcast in full HD here on the screen behind us. To let Jesus hold us and sustain all of that, all of the different parts of our lives. To let his gaze slowly reach into the depths of who I am. Because he's there longing, desiring to save us, to redeem us, to be enough for us, and to be the one who will transform us, and to be the one who can save us. He longs for that. There's nothing greater that he desires than that we would receive this gift of all that he did for us. But we need to receive it. It's available. He makes himself vulnerable. He's naked before us in that vulnerability, desiring that we should receive this gift. But we need to be open, and we need to let that love and that mercy and that truth slowly begin to fill those voids and those areas of emptiness, to allow that to be a moment of transformation, a moment of grace, a moment where we can encounter and receive that mercy. So during this week, my invitation is to take time to behold the cross, to take time to allow Jesus and his love and his mercy to speak to us, to receive that gift, and to allow his gaze to transform us, and to allow his gaze to be enough to bring that redemption into our lives.